the U.S. Navy realized that while a lot of people on the coasts of America understand what our Navy is all about, that maybe folks who are a little bit further away from the ocean don't always think about the U.S. Navy. So our new boss, our Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral John Greenard, said, hey, let's see if we can really help America just understand a little bit more about how the Navy really defends, frankly, our economic way of life by being able to operate forward and be at those intersections of America's vital interests, resources, and sea lanes of communication.
Who will you be meeting with today in Albany?
We are meeting with a lot of folks. We're meeting with the mayor, with the sheriff, with the fire chief, and some other first responders. We're going to be at SUNY Albany. We'll be also, I think, with the VA hospital, and then going up to Round Lake, talking to Global Foundries. Just come from a great visit with the city officials in Schenectady, and we had a great tour of the USS Slater there, World War II destroyer tied up in Albany, and some of the real true American heroes who are keeping that ship afloat.
How does the high-tech nature of the Albany area, the so-called Tech Valley, work with the Navy and what the Navy is doing these days?
Well, the high-tech is really really important to us. I mean, if you look back, one of the things that that this is right now in 2012 is actually the 200th anniversary of the War of 1812. I know that sounds like a bad school joke, but that's true. And in the War of 1812, one of the reasons we, the U.S. Navy, were able to do very well against what was in the most powerful fleet in the world is we had high-tech ships. Now, high-tech ships in those days, of course, was not nanotechnology, but we, American ingenuity, had figured out how to make both faster and more heavily armed ships than anyone else in the world. And in single-ship engagements with our superior fighting sailors, we were able to beat the most powerful fleet in the world. So fast forward 200 years forward to today, and that high-tech advantage that places like the Capital District and many others in our nation can provide us is absolutely crucial in when we combine that with the leadership and, frankly, the fighting spirit of American sailors to make sure that anytime, anywhere, your Navy will prevail.
When most people think of the Navy, they think of ships, they think of the ocean. What are we missing when we have that conception?
Well, that's actually pretty good. Your point of ships is thinking of the ocean, because if you think of the Earth as a whole, and I'm sure your listeners know this, is 70% of the Earth is actually covered by water. It's ocean. 80% of the people live near that ocean, and 90% of everything that we buy and sell moves on the ocean. So thinking of the Navy as working on the sea, but also above the sea, we have unmanned vehicles who can patrol for many, many hours above the sea. Below the sea, we have the world's premier submarine force. We are also one of the world leaders at developing unmanned vehicles that work below the sea. Is a pretty good way of thinking it. So if you think of the oceans, really think of our economy, think of our way of life, and then think of the U.S. Navy. And if you think of those oceans, think of the geography of the world. And again, I'm sure your listeners are aware of that, but those key parts of the ocean are really where things all intersect. So you take America's interests, resources, sea lanes, and you think of places like the Strait of Hormuz, the Strait of Gibraltar, Strait of Malacca, and our Navy is there every day, 365 days a year, making sure that commerce flows freely through there, so that not only the things that we want to buy are available, but maybe more importantly, even the things that we make here in the Capital District and want to sell overseas, we can do that, and we don't frankly need any other country giving us permission to do so.
As I'm sure you know, Whitehall, New York, is credited as being the birthplace of the U.S. Navy. It's about an hour's drive north of Albany, and that, of course, relates back to what you were mentioning 200 years ago in the role of the Hudson River. What about the rivers? What about the Hudson? How does the Navy play a role in waterways such as that, or is it mostly the Coast Guard at this point?
Yeah, in the rivers of the United States, we work very, very closely with our partners in the United States Coast Guard. And the Coast Guard, if you look at the Coast Guard, it's actually about the seventh or eighth largest navy in the world, and they really take care of sort of that what I'll call the home game. The U.S. Navy is really the what we do is we do the away game, and the reason for that again is with our globalized economy, if we cannot move goods and services really to Asia or to Europe, to Africa, at will and as we require, that's really what our economy is all about. So the Coast Guard under Admiral Papp's leadership is doing an incredible job of maintaining secure borders and secure waterways here inside and near the United States.